What kind of Jesus do you seek? When you even hear the name of Jesus, what are your first thoughts? What you've heard spoken or read about Jesus is usually what leads you to believe what you believe about him. Or maybe your thoughts on Jesus are a result of what you think about people who claim to follow Jesus. You might not like what you see, so therefore you choose to not have anything to do with the Jesus they follow. That's putting a lot of weight into human hands, opinions, and worldviews when your soul is on the line. You're seeking something today. Maybe you're even running after it. I think if you silenced all the voices in your mind and filtered through all the desires of your heart, the one thing you or any of us are seeking is peace. Peace is found only in Jesus. But the key requirement is letting go of everything else you hold dear. Yep. There it is. Surrendering your will for his is required. Any other Jesus you or anyone else tries to put out to the world is an antichrist, simply meaning it is a false or counterfeit spirit that actually opposes God and leads people away from the one true Jesus with false teaching. Read more for yourself on that in 1 John 2:18 through 22. If you deny the one true Jesus for any other form of Jesus you seek, you are lost and forever without peace. Jesus made it very clear in what it takes to know and follow him. We can quickly look at a couple examples we have in Scripture of interactions people had with Jesus. They wanted a Jesus that fit into their world. They wanted a Jesus they could feel good about and celebrate, all while clenching with white knuckles onto what they held dear. It simply doesn't work that way. Jesus said it himself, and we'll look at his words about it in just a bit. First, let's look at the very rich, but left still wanting rich young ruler. His interaction with Jesus is recounted in the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. He desperately wanted eternal peace. He runs to Jesus, kneels before him, and wants to know what he can do to be saved. While he claimed to be a good man, none are righteous apart from Jesus. Still, this man wanted a Jesus that worked into his plan, not the other way around. Mark 10:21. Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said, "go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus isn't who you want him to be, and he doesn't fit into our lives any way we want, like those bendable Jesus toys you buy online. He is God. He is holy. He wants all of you. When Jesus called Peter and Andrew, the interaction looked quite different. Matthew 4:19. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Drop our livelihood? Sure. Leave it all behind? Done. You want all of me? You got it. Now, in that moment, they had no idea of the path set before them and what it would all entail. But what they did know was the Savior they were seeking was calling them by name, and that was all they needed. Later, they would hear Jesus say, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." They were beginning to see it more clearly every day they spent with Jesus. Less of me, more of him. When we seek Jesus with a heart willing to surrender, that is when we truly find him. And when we do, we find the peace we were looking for all along. That's the truth. The truth doesn't bend, but the love God has for you never ends. I'm Lori Klein.